for those of you who have no idea who I am, my name's John, and I guess I'm the lead pastor here at the church. We build so much to team. I don't usually think of myself as the lead guy, more as one of the pastors here. But in 2010, God really just kind of dropped a bomb in our hearts for the city of Spokane. I was on staff at a church in Missoula, Montana. Had been for about 12 years on staff there, and we spent about two more years praying with the team there, making sure the timing was right, that we could transition in a healthy way and come to Spokane. So we left Clark Fork City Church in the summer of 2012, and at the end of July, and we're on the ground in Spokane that week. And we had our very first meeting with a handful of people in our living room, first Sunday in August of 2012. And then we outgrew our living room fairly quickly. And Inland Church, that this is their building, opened their doors to us and said, "We would love to have you come and meet here on Sunday mornings, because we don't do anything on Sunday morning." So we sort of were meeting here privately. The world didn't know we were here, but we were here. And we just launched in October, the last Sunday in October of 2013. And so you have found us at the very, very beginning, early stages of what God's building with Grace Church Spokane. There's a lot of good churches in this city. And we aren't here to compete. We didn't come to compete. We came to partner. We didn't come to steal people from one church and bring them to ours and make it look good. We came because we felt like there's so many unchurched, unsaved people, a lot of them religious, the people who don't know Jesus in Spokane and the areas around Spokane, said, "We want to come and let's see what God will build." I want to share with you, before we get into the vision of where we're going as a church, I want to share with you a little bit of how we got here and what we felt like God called us to be. I'm going to read from 1 Samuel chapter 22. The context here is King David is not King David yet. You've heard of the famous King David of Israel. He's a guy on the run from the current king of Israel, whose name is Saul. And he's hiding in a cave called the Cave of Adullam. And this is what 1 Samuel 22 says. David departed from there. He was with another king. Escaped to the Cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontent or bitter in their soul, gathered to him. And he became captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. I was still in Missoula, reading my Bible one morning, and praying about, "God, so if you're sending us to Spokane, what are you sending us there to do? What are we going to build in Spokane? Because there are a lot of great churches here. Somewhere in the ballpark of 180 of them. Why in the world do we need another church in Spokane?" But God was saying Spokane. And this verse, it just jumped out of the page at me. Everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontent gathered to David while he's on the run. And he becomes captain over them, and there's about 400 men. It felt like God said, "This is what you're going to build. Okay." I'm not that excited about going and hiding in a cave. But our city is full of people who are in distress. Our city is full of people who are in debt. All kinds of debt. That can be money, and that can be a debt of sin that you can never repay. And people who have been burned and hurt and wounded, and they are in distress, but they are also discontent or bitter in their soul. God cares about these people. He cares about us. Lest you think I'm talking about someone else, I'm talking about us. We're the ones that come in distress. We're the ones that come just as we are, with all of the debt issues that we have and the discontent. People come in even skeptical of church because religion kills people. But this is what we're called to build. A church that is rooted in the grace of God, rooted in the Word of God, rooted in the Spirit of God. And from that place, committed to mission out. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray into this morning some of the things that we feel God has called us to do and to build. I feel like the first thing that we were to do as a church was to establish a central hub in Spokane. Not out in the valley, not up in the South Hill, not up in Meade, not Airway Heights or Cheney, but to establish a central base, and from there to plant out to the north and the south and the east and the west around Spokane, the cities and towns around Spokane, and out into the nations of the world. Does that sound exciting? Does that sound maybe challenging? If you think about, it's kind of different to just come to church on a Sunday morning than it is to think about establishing a church planting base that plants churches around our city and into the nations of the world. That's different than coming to a meeting on a Sunday morning. The commitment required is much different, but it means that we all have a part to play. Because God is catching us up on mission together. We have some very practical things that we're going to pray into today. And they begin right here in Spokane. We're part of a family of churches, the broad umbrella family of churches called New Frontiers, with about 1,000 churches in 70 nations around the globe right now. And then within that, an apostolic sphere within New Frontiers called Regions Beyond, with Ray Lowe and Lee Arbrough and a guy in Dubai named Steve Oliver, apostolic men that we look to, and we are very much caught up on mission with them. John Lamferman leads another sphere here in the States called New Frontiers USA, and we do a lot with them. We have a conference coming up, a young people's conference, for teenagers, I believe, is it 7th grade through 6th grade through 12th grade? This year, because of this church plant happening right here in Spokane, because it's here, New Day is close, because we try to move it around to where church plants are happening. And it's going to be over in Coeur d'Alene. We'll have about somewhere in the ballpark of 200 young people getting together, and they're going to come over and serve Spokane with us. They're camping over there, having some amazing worship times over there, and then they're coming over here to help us serve our city. That's kind of cool. And some of them are you, because our young people are going to be a part of this. We have a carnival that we're going to do in Cannon Park in the West Central neighborhood. Do you want to know where some of the distressed and the indebted and the discontent are in Spokane? Take a visit over to West Central. My wife teaches at Holmes Elementary. I volunteer at Holmes Elementary. We're very purposefully engaged in this neighborhood, and we're going to continue to engage as a church. Not that we won't engage in other neighborhoods, but we're focusing this summer on West Central. So you'll be hearing about some other potential service projects and just picking up trash and getting to know people. But New Day, there it is. What we're going to do in New Day is get our young people caught up in the mission of God, the vision of God in the earth. That God is committed. He says, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, will not prevail against it. And we're going to get young people there, and they're going to get caught up and hear about the mission of God in the earth. And hopefully we will have church planters coming out of that. So we'll be in West Central. The outreach that we're going to do in Cannon Park is on, I didn't even write the date down. Thank you, Tammy. August 8th and 9th, Friday afternoon, and then again on Saturday afternoon. The food will be free. The games will be free. Inflatables for kids will be free. Everything is free. Face painting, all sorts of fun. We need you for that, by the way. If you're not an artist, you cannot be in the face painting team. If you are an artist, you should be. I will not be on the face painting team. I just mentioned we're a part of a family of churches within New Frontiers called Regions Beyond. And we're involved in several nations, multiple nations, already with that. You can see on the screen there in the UK, in the Middle East, some areas in the Middle East, we can't even tell you what nations it is, just for their own safety, but there's stuff going on everywhere. Pakistan, India, China, the Philippines, Malaysia, East Africa is a few nations there, Lesotho, South Africa, Central Africa, 25 churches in Mexico. Many of you know Lee Yarbrough, overseeing a healthy group of churches down there. And in the States, the USA, right now, a whopping 2 churches in the Regions Beyond family. But people are already looking in on us and saying, what's going on here? We want to connect. My father's church in Missoula, not the same church I came from. Suddenly my dad is saying, what's going on here? What's happening? We want to be a part of what God's doing. And it's like lights are coming on with him. He's always been independent and suddenly wanting to connect and have relationship. And what is happening? Go God. This is really, really cool. We're going to focus on a handful of things here. There is a plant happening right now in Malaysia. I think it's going to show. So there's, okay, Lahore, Pakistan. I'm out of order in my notes. Lahore, Pakistan. Some of you heard Trevor Payne. If you weren't here when Trevor Payne was, you should go listen to the recordings of when Trevor was here. And he cast a broad vision. It was very exciting. He talked about what's happening out of this church. This is the very first meeting of the church plant in Lahore, Pakistan, and all you're seeing is the ladies' side of the meeting because culturally they kind of still segregate a bit. This is the very first meeting. The guy just said, hey, I want to call all my friends and say, let's get together. We're going to have a meeting on the roof of the building where I live. And this is what happened in the very first meeting. And he didn't even know what he was doing. He just went home. He was working in Dubai. He went home, got excited about the kingdom of God. He got saved in Dubai, goes back to Lahore, Pakistan, and has planted a church. His brother is already planting out another church. And they're going back to Dubai to get training as they're planting, because they haven't even been saved that long. Kind of exciting. So this is happening. We want to pray specifically for this plant. They're new. They're growing very quickly in a place of persecution and with leadership that is not well trained. I think we can pray for them. I'm sure they would love it. Go to the next Segamat, Malaysia. This church is on the ground. Also, these guys grow fast. Look at this. Segamat is on the ground. There's a new plant getting ready to go into Kuala Lumpur. And we're going to pray for these guys as well. Keep going there, Gabe. I didn't get the, there's a new plant in Burundi, which is Eastern Africa. So we're gonna be praying for the church in Burundi, and this won't show up on the slide, but the churches in Mexico, 25 churches, they struggle financially because the economy is weak, but their hearts are huge, their vision is huge, and we want to pray for these guys. I'm gonna pray for what God is doing in our own family of churches around the world. And Donald's gonna come and lead us in some other areas of prayer.
Just to kind of let you know where we are now, and then we're going to talk about where we're going to go next, and then some prayer points that we can pray into that. Currently where we're at now, which is kind of amazing, you can actually flip to the next slide, Gabe. Keep going. You can go through all those. Currently right now we're at $2,500 a month giving currently, which is amazing because when we came in here, I think we had under $1,000 a month. Somewhere around that, and just what God has been blessing. We made a lot of choices as we were going forward, basing it, just feeling like God had called us out, and we didn't know necessarily how all the finances were going to be covered. And it's amazing to see the numbers that have happened. But right now, we've got about $2,500 a month coming in. We've got about $14,000 in savings, which is amazing to me as a church plant. Our building rent here right now is $300 a month. And actually, when we came in, the church inland was so gracious with us. They said, we just want to bless you. You don't have to pay anything. And we said, you know what? We want to invest in what you guys are doing. And we want to bless you guys as well. John's salary, we started off at $2,000 a month. And then we progressively worked it down to about $1,000 so their family wasn't totally killed. When they came here, we had backing. They had some backing, some people that said, we're investing in what you guys are doing in Spokane. And because of finances, we just weren't at that point to be able to continue the $2,000 a month. So he actually works part-time, or mostly full-time, teaching guitar lessons and then doing guitar club in some different areas in the city. And then we have $200 a month, which we're investing into Mexico and the apostolic vision of what Lee has done. Lee has been our apostolic oversight, our relationship, and he's been part of the leadership team here. So a lot of the decisions that we make, it's not just John making the decisions or me. It's John and I, and then Josh Yakos, who's in Missoula, Montana. He leads Clark Fork, which was the sending church for John. And then Lee Yarbrough as well. So those decisions that are made, financial decisions and things like that are made in a team so that no one's off just, you know, cavalierly making decisions. Kind of what we've been talking, I've been talking to John about kind of where we're going next is starting in July, we're going to increase John's salary to $1,500 a month with the hope of October. We set an October date of raising that back up to $2,000. And what that gives us, John, the ability, and gives us as a church as an ability, is that he can invest more time into what we're doing here, building leadership, investing in the relationships, so that his time isn't split. Because if you work full-time or you're working part-time, not only is he doing that, but he's an entrepreneur. So he's having to go out, build relationships with schools, try to figure out ways to work within District 81, which has its own challenges. And so there's a lot of time and energy that gets placed in that. We want to be able to free him up to be able to do, really to serve us and to help build the church, because it's getting to a point where we need to start investing more into that. In our rent in August is actually going to go up to $700 a month for here. Part of that was, it's funny, as we came in here, Inland was paying for the entire building themselves. They have since rented out the space in the front to a local artist. They're finding that that their needs are growing as our needs are, because this building really doesn't work for what we need it to. You can see size-wise, we're kind of almost full. But then we only have one area for children's ministry. So we haven't been able to figure out a way. We haven't had the room to be able to serve some of the other children in our church. And so they're talking about stop leasing this front space, and they're finding themselves that they need more children's ministries. And so they're going to do some remodeling, different things. So we're going to actually, in August is a rough date, we're going to increase our giving so that we can have more space, and then potentially also rearrange some of the stuff in here, with the hope of, by November, being out of this facility. Hopefully we can find something, and that's the long-term vision, which is to find a new facility, something we need to be able to pray about today, which is, where do we want to go next? Because, you know, we want to be centrally located. We have a lot of people coming. We have people coming from the Valley, from South Hill, me in the West Plains, and we have John and Becca in Central, and then we have Meade, some people coming from Meade. So we want to be as centrally located as we can, but we also are praying through, you know, where do we go next? Do we change times? All those things that need to go into that, so that we can grow, so that we can continue to grow and continue to serve people as they come in. By the way, on the financial stuff, if these are real general numbers, if you ever want specific numbers, you're more than welcome to sit down with us. I can tell you as much as I do. John actually has a better grasp on a lot of the financial stuff, but you know, that stuff that we're transparent. We're not here to hide things or whatever. So if you ever have questions or you have concerns, you can always bring it to us, and we'll always sit down and talk through as to where we're at. But what we really want to do, and then the other thing that comes with growth, that comes with things, is serving opportunities. And this is something we really want to pray into, children's ministry. Seeing that grow, seeing someone with a heart and a passion for children. Media, web, and graphics. It takes a lot of time to do that. It takes a lot of time to go through all the media, the web, and the graphics. Where if we had somebody that's a passion, the podcasting, you know, Caleb has been awesome. He loves working with music, and he's doing the podcast, and that's awesome. Finance and bookkeeping. We had a bookkeeper for quite a while. She had stepped away, and so John has actually been taking on the bookkeeping. It's one of those things that it's not his passion, it's not his heart, but we want to see the bookkeeping, someone with a passion for that. Newcomers, hospitality, huge thing. Somebody with a passion that says, as someone walks through the door, we want them to not only feel welcome, but we want to make connection points beyond that, so that they can then get, and there's words, assimilation. I always think of the board when I think of that word, but we want to see them not only come to church, but we want to see them become part of the church. Because the church is not just coming on a Sunday morning. Church is about being connected. It's about us as a group serving the city. And these are opportunities to have that happen. And then youth leaders. You know, we've got a bunch of youth kids here. But, you know, somebody with a passion that loves, that desire to see youth stuff. And some of that can be doing youth events. Sovereign Grace has been very gracious with us, which is a church up here by Gonzaga. And they have totally welcomed our kids in on Wednesday nights. And it's been awesome because they are like-minded. They have a like heart of what we have. And they have the facilities to be able to do it. But we really want to see somebody with a passion who would love to be able to do that. And know that the financial stuff, where we want to see the giving increase up to $2,000, which is one thing I forgot to say, but as we're going forward, you know, with the increase in the salary, with trying to find a new facility, we're going to need an increase in giving to about $2,000. That stuff is not stuff that we're trying to even place on. This stuff is not stuff that's like, all right, church, you know, we got to go out and serve. We got to do more. But we really want to pray and say, God, bring people in that have a heart and a passion to want to serve in these areas. We want to say, God, bring people in that want to invest in what we're doing as a church. And that's really what we want to see, is we want to be praying about these things. Even after today, we need to be continuing to pray for people being brought in to have a heart and a desire to see these things happen. and to see, to be like-minded and to go, yeah, I want to grasp into what you're doing and I want to serve. Just a couple verses. One was James 4:2, where it says, you do not have because you do not ask. And then Hebrews 9:14, and just to caution us as a church, which is, it says that we've been freed from dead works. And dead works is something that has no life in it. If you're serving in a church and it has no life to it, it's a dead work, and you're freed from it. If you're giving because you feel like you have to, that's a dead work, and you're freed from it. You know, we want people, we want to encourage generosity, we want to encourage serving, we want to encourage connecting, but it's not a requirement. Your salvation, you being a part of this church, is not a requirement. We desire to see it. We encourage you to do it. If God is saying, if any of this stuff God is saying, I want you to do it, go for it. Have at it. But if he's not, be patient and wait, because eventually he'll put something on your heart to go for. And we are open to that. If there is something even on the opportunities that isn't up there and you have a passion for it, bring it to us and we'll pray through it and see if it fits with where we're at as a church and where our vision is. But we want to release people to do things. This stuff for me is, if you have a heart for it, I want to release you to go and do it. You know, not everybody has a heart for children's ministry. I love working with kids. But, you know, if you don't have a heart for it and you feel like it's drudgery, don't do it. You're not required to. And God will bring somebody who does have a heart and does have a passion for it. We want to grow with community groups, which is something I forgot to say. It's not just Sunday morning. We don't want to just grow Sunday morning. We're really passionate about growing community groups, because that's where life on life happens. Sunday mornings, you can come in and you can kind of sneak in and then you can kind of sneak out. But community groups is really where relationships happen. It's where you feel connected to a church. It's where you feel connected to each other, because you're in relationship. If you've had a bad day and you're with your friends and they get to pray for you and you feel that connection, that's really what community groups is about. It's about that. And that's how we really want to grow as a church. Because as we grow larger, if you aren't connected to a smaller group, you feel really disconnected. I have a friend, she goes to Real Life, and she was like, I think they're like 5,000 in Post Falls. And she goes, I never thought I'd ever go to a large church. But because they got so connected to their small group and their community group, they felt like it's home. You know, so even in a larger church, even in a smaller church, if you don't have those connection points, if you aren't meeting with people, you miss the community aspect of what church is really about. It's not about Sunday mornings. It's not about the community gatherings. It's really about us together partnering and seeing the city really get to know who Christ is. And then we want to see people with a passion to serve. So let's go ahead and